This poster details our ongoing work on physician recruitment for research. Click on the poster image to see an enlarged version of our poster. As seen in the left panel of the poster, physician engagement in research can be quite low. We examined the literature for ways to improve recruitment. The literature suggests that overall, financial incentives can be very effective in recruitment. However, financial incentives have two drawbacks. First, they require having financial resources allotted to pay, which is not always the case. Second, they can encourage participants to think of the study as a job with financial rewards only, which can be problematic when the goals of the study are to engage physicians beyond the study, such as to encourage knowledge translation. Work by McDermott et al. And Johnson et al. Suggests that non-financial incentives, such as continuing medical education credits, could be a viable alternative. For more on continuing medical education, or CME credits, see the right panel at the top of the poster. CME credits are required credits that physicians need to obtain and remain certified. These credits are costly to obtain, in that physicians need to spend time and money to attend courses, conferences, and workshops. In our target population in Ontario, Canada, physicians have the option to complete self-directed initiatives to obtain credits. See the middle panel of the poster for more information. In the current study, we are examining the efficacy of using CME credits as non-financial recruitment incentives. For half of participants, we will highlight the availability of credits in our recruitment email. The other half of participants will see the same information, but it will not be highlighted. See Figure 1 for more information. Finally, at the completion of the study, participants will be given some sample responses to help them complete their report form, which can be seen in Figure 3, which is used to obtain credits. We will measure how many participants from each group participate in our study, as well as how many participants from each group click to download the sample report as a proxy for the number of participants who apply for credits. Given that our study is ongoing, we cannot draw any conclusions about the efficacy of CME credits for recruitment. However, we feel that if this strategy is effective, not only could we improve physician engagement and participation in research, but we could also maximize knowledge translation. These outcomes could improve recruitment in future iterations of the transformation project and could help to recruit physicians who would otherwise not have the resources to participate. Thank you for listening.